You're listening to SBS News.
The Rugby World Cup is underway in Japan, the first time the tournament's been held in Asia, with Australia surviving a scare to win their opening match against Fiji. The powerful Fijian team were leading the Wallabies 21-12 early in the second half, before Australia rallied to score 27 unanswered points and claim the match 31-21. Fijian-born vice-captain Samu Karevi among the try-scorers.
Genia. Karevi takes them on! Samu Karevi scores the try for Australia.
Speaking after the match, Karevi said the Wallabies tried not to panic when they were behind on the scoreboard.
Yeah, our back was against the walls there, but for us, making sure we weren't putting that own pressure in our heads and just, like I said, just making sure we trust the process of it all.
Wallabies winger Rhys Hodge was cited after the match following a dangerous tackle on Fiji's Pekele Yato. The Fijian star was concussed in the tackle and sat out the rest of the match. Hodge will face a hearing to determine if he'll be available for the Wallabies' next match against Wales. Reigning champions, the New Zealand All Blacks defeated South Africa 23-13, despite being mostly dominated by the Springbok forward pack. The All Blacks' backline star set up the victory, orchestrating two crucial tries in a three-minute period in the first half.
The All Blacks pouring forward. Ryan Crotty, out it comes. Bowden Barrett. Barrett with support from George Bridge. Try for the All Blacks.
In other matches, Italy's bid to reach the quarterfinals for the first time in nine attempts began positively with a 47-22 thrashing of the tournament's lowest-ranked side, Namibia. France escaped with a two-point win over Argentina, while the world's second-ranked team, Ireland, was too strong for Scotland. England defeated Tonga in the final game of the weekend. To soccer, and Manchester City is within 2 points of leaders Liverpool in the English Premier League after defeating Watford 8-0. Bernardo Silva scored 3 goals against the league's bottom-placed club.
Pass for De Bruyne. Bernardo Silva completes a hat-trick.
The defeat was the worst ever suffered by Watford, falling just 1 goal short of the biggest ever Premier League win. In other matches, Leicester defeated Tottenham 2-1 and Bournemouth were 3-1 winners over Southampton. Burnley FC and Sheffield United had 2-0 victories over Norwich City and Everton, respectively. In tennis's Laver Cup, Australian pair Nick Kyrgios and Jack Sock remained unbeaten in the doubles after a 2-1 victory over European big guns Rafael Nadal and Stefanos Tsitsipas. Kyrgios wasn't able to repeat that success in the singles against Roger Federer, losing in 3 sets. Federer needed a super tiebreaker in the final set to get past the Australian. Rafael Nadal won his singles matchup with Canadian Milos Raonic to help Team Europe establish a narrow 7-5 lead after 2 days of play. In motorsport, four-time Formula One world champion Sebastian Vettel ended his 392-day losing streak, celebrating his 53rd career win at the Singapore Grand Prix. Earlier Australian Renault driver Daniel Ricciardo was disqualified from qualifying for a technical infringement. Ricciardo had qualified 8th, but started from the back of the field. Ferrari's Charles Leclerc started from pole position for the 5th time this season and 3rd in succession.
I'm extremely happy about today. I mean, if you look the lap, It was a good lap, a very good lap, but there were some moments where I thought I had lost the car that I took back, and at the end, finishing the lap, we are on pole position.
In the end, though, Leclerc fell foul to strategy after Ferrari teammate Vettel was given priority in the pits, leaving Leclerc disgruntled. In the NRL, only 4 teams remain in the hunt for this year's title. The Melbourne Storm will face the Sydney Roosters for a place in the grand final after defeating the Parramatta Eels 32-0. Storm captain Cameron Smith was sin-binned for just the second time in his 411-game career for slapping the face of Eels opponent Reid Maloney. Smith escaped with a fine and will be free to play next week's preliminary final, with his coach Craig Bellamy saying he felt the contact was accidental.
He was hanging on to him, so he was trying to, you know, release the grip, and so I think he had 2 or 3 guys that whacking the hand off, and I know one might have hit the arm and went up to the head. I wasn't quite sure.
The weekend's other elimination semi-final was closer, but also a high-scoring affair, the South Sydney Rabbitohs defeating the Manly Sea Eagles 34-26. In a match of high drama, 3 players were sin-binned and 10 tries were scored. The Rabbitohs will face the Canberra Raiders for the other spot in the grand final. In the AFL, the Greater Western Sydney Giants qualified for their first grand final with a thrilling victory over Collingwood. Holding a 32-point lead early in the final quarter, the Giants survived a massive Collingwood fight back to register a 4-point win.
6 seconds left! Fist from Taylor! Siren's going to sound, I think! Siren's going to sound as Lloyd handballs! GWS are through!
Captain Phil Davis feels confident his side can go all the way to a historic premiership after finishing the regular season in sixth.
I think one thing we know about my group is that we're hungry. We're really hungry, and it's exciting to be a part of that because, you know, whatever the match throws at us on Saturday, I think we'll have plenty in the tank to chase that last second.
The preliminary final was marred by crowd violence, with police using pepper spray to break up a melee in the Melbourne Cricket Ground grandstand. 20 fans were evicted from the ground. Police made 3 arrests. The Giants will face 2017 Premiers Richmond in the season finale. Alan Lee, SBS News.